At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Yesterday, and we are going to have a debate here coming up next. Is Elvis overrated? After the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Less than 3 months before Election Day, Donald Trump's campaign is undergoing another major staff shakeup. Steve Bannon is being added as chief executive, Kellyanne Conway as campaign manager, although the campaign says Paul Manafort will stay in his title as campaign chairman.
There was tension between Paul Manafort and Donald Trump, so much so that sources tell CNN that they felt that there might be a shakeup, that a shakeup was imminent. And that they heard that Paul Manafort and Donald Trump were both telling friends about the friction within their relationship.
Correspondent Kristen Holmes reporting. The top gymnasts from Team USA did not disappoint in their final competition at the Olympics in Rio.
Once again, the crowd was on its feet for both Simone Biles and Allie Raisman as they performed their last routines here at the Olympics and finished 1-2. This was Biles' fourth gold.
Well, I think we knew that. We were both very capable of it with our routines and how many times we've done this.
Her one bronze came in the balance beam. Teammate Allie Raisman also won medals in every event that she competed in. She said she's looking forward to going home now and seeing the folks in Needham, Mass, who've been supporting her the whole time.
We all feel all of your love and support, and I can't wait to come home and celebrate with you guys.
Raisman said she was also proud to represent the Jewish community around the world. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio.
The search for a successor for D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier will soon be getting underway after Lanier's announcement that she is leaving to take a new job as head of security for the NFL.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says she knows the current leadership of the D.C. Police Department very well.
I don't think we're going to need the services of a search firm. We will recruit within, and we will also take any interest from outside people.
And she says she'll look to Chief Lanier,
who can inform me about talent.
I like to think there is a ton of talent in MPD. We couldn't always say that.
Lanier says the department she's led for 10 years now is chock full of solid candidates.
I'm very fortunate that I had the opportunity to be associated with all of them. I would work for any one of them in a heartbeat.
At police headquarters, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Authorities have now pulled a seventh body from the rubble of that apartment building in Silver Spring that was destroyed in an explosion and fire last week. The medical examiner still has not positively identified the first six bodies recovered from the building. 31 other people were injured. Scores of families were left homeless. The heat wave we've been dealing with has now resulted in an extension of Metro's Safe Track program.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says due to the weather and other safety concerns, there's now going to be weekend work starting immediately. Surge 7 involving switches will force the closure of the White Flint, Twin Brook, Rockville, and Shady Grove stations. Shuttle buses will be provided through Sunday night. Surge 8 moves back to Virginia starting the 27th, running through September 11th, will include three weekend shutdowns between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Dorn Street stations. Surge 9 from Vienna to West Falls Church now impacting travelers September 15th through October 26th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Russia's defense ministry says its warplanes have taken off from Iran for another day of airstrikes. Strikes on ISIS in Syria. Meanwhile, the Speaker of Iran's parliament says Russia does not have a permanent military base within the Islamic Republic. The latest toll from the flooding in Louisiana, at least 11 people killed, 40,000 homes damaged, and authorities say it isn't over yet. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,552, the NASDAQ at 5227. Sports, the Nats lose to Colorado, but Jason Wirth extends his on-base streak to a career-best 44 games. The Orioles lose to the Red Sox, leaving them tied with Boston in second place in the AL East, one game behind Toronto. At the Olympics, Team USA now has 28 gold medals, 84 total. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing the air conditioner. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning as much as I am. Now the goal is to keep that cold air in your house. Thompson Creek Window Company can help. Save on your electric bills with super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best window in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate, plus there are no middlemen, which also saves you money and all kinds of headaches. This is your final chance to take advantage of the 25% off every window sale. It's the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now and keep the cool air in, the hot, humid hair out. Call 855-57-CREEK. That number again is 855-57-CREEK. And tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into D.C. All right, the impact in Virginia to get to the southeast-southwest freeway for the crash at the 3rd Street Tunnel. Delays growing, so the accident is eastbound on the freeway right near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Two left lanes are blocked, and I'm looking at delays now before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. So keep alert, 395 northbound commuters right as you pass the Pentagon, because up ahead, we'll slam on those brakes to get by the crash blocking two lanes. DC 295 southbound, no drama, no incidents, just the volume starting to form past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. We're doing okay around the Beltway, topside Maryland. Getting a bit sluggish, though, through Silver Spring. 270, the volume with us through Urbana down toward Hyattstown. No problems to report coming in from the west on 66 Greenway or the toll road. Traffic update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We call front on the move. It'll bring scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and maybe through the overnight hours. Tonight could be some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, clouds to start with some patchy fog around. 94 later, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Centerville, 72 in Germantown, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. That Baltimore mom, best remembered for pulling her son from the riot, is now homeless. Thanks to him. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is now 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy, busy, busy news day. And we got a lot of stuff to share with you. 7:15, Steve Kastenbaum will join us from Rio to give us the very latest on how our athletes are doing. Katie McFarland, 7:35, from the Washington Examiner. She's the Capitol correspondent, follows politics closely. Susan Ferriccio. D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie will join us at about 8:15, and that has to do with the departure of Kathy Lanier as police chief in the district. And we'll talk to Gerard Robinson, a former Secretary of Education in Virginia and in Florida. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Good evening. Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing. His road manager tried to revive him. He failed. A hospital tried to revive him. It failed. His doctor pronounced him dead at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The end at an early age of one of the two most spectacular careers in the history of American entertainment. The other being Frank Sinatra.
That was the newscast from 1977,
August David Brinkley.
August 16th, in fact, to be exact, and that was the day yesterday that was marked with a lot of remembrances of the life and the passing of Elvis Presley, 39 years. I mean, usually, you know, you celebrate on the fives and zeros, right?
Right.
I mean, next year, 40 is going to be a big deal. But the fact that the 39th anniversary of his death brought on so much coverage and so many memories and so many memoriams, it raised the issue of how important Elvis Presley was to our pop culture, to the music industry, and to the growth of rock and roll in America. And so we were reflecting on that. And, well, I got to tell you, I'm ready for the debate. I am prepared. And I know that I'm probably going to be chastised for this, but I don't get it. I just don't get it about Elvis Presley. I think as a performer, as a singer, as an actor, as a cultural icon, the man was completely overrated and continues to be completely overrated. Elvis Presley's career does not transcend the way other legends in the music world have transcended, and I don't think that his legacy necessarily lives up to all of the hype that we continue to build up around him. 888-630-9625. I am prepared to hear why I'm wrong, but if you agree with me, I would love to hear your take on it as well. 888-630-WMAY. Well, he didn't have the best voice. He didn't write any of his songs. All he did was appropriate other people's songs. All of his early songs were songs written by African Americans in the R&B clubs down in the South, and he just sort of whitened them, and he wasn't a good actor in any sense of the term. He wasn't even a good dancer. He was a horrible dresser. And here's the last thing. Yeah, here's the last thing about Elvis Presley. And truly, do you know anyone under the age of 50 who likes Elvis Presley, loves Elvis Presley, lives and dies by Elvis Presley, and who would say that he's the best, he's the greatest, he was a... No. But here's the thing. I've got teenagers who listen to the Beatles and to the Beach Boys and to other music from the 60s, and they love it. Do you know any teenager who listens to Elvis? I'm sorry, he's overrated. 888-630-WMA.
I couldn't disagree with you more. Listen, Elvis Presley was the generation that preceded mine. I was a Beatles generation kid, so the Beatles were the formative musical force in my life and in the music of my time. And for my parents, it was Elvis Presley. For my mom, my dad, for my aunt, who actually adored Elvis Presley and actually got to see him as a very young man perform on the stage out in West Texas, of all places. She just thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And he was a formative musical force. You wouldn't have had the Beatles, and you wouldn't have had the Beach Boys, and you wouldn't have had all the things that follow had it not been first for Elvis Presley blasting onto the scene and changing the way music was. And listen, pop music at the time was pretty tame stuff until Elvis Presley came along, and he opened the door. And I'm telling you, I saw him perform one time in his later years, a few years before he died, and it was one of the great performances I've ever seen. Even Fat Elvis was pretty good. And he was, you got to understand what was going on in pop music at the time. It was really very, very different than it was once Elvis blasted onto the scene. He was part of the, that million-dollar quartet that came out of Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. We had never heard music out of Memphis, Tennessee before those guys came along, and they were magic. I mean, this was the same studio that brought you Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and all of the greats of early rock and roll. He was early rock and roll, and none of the things that followed would have been the same had it not been for the influence of Elvis Presley. The Beatles would tell you the same thing. They would absolutely tell you
the same. Absolutely know that he and other people influenced them. I get it. Yeah, all those people you just mentioned, Brian, they wrote their stuff, didn't they? What did Elvis create?
There are a lot of performers who don't write their own material.
I know, but they're not seen as transcendent, groundbreaking individuals.
But then you can be a groundbreaking individual simply by the style you bring to the music, by the way you perform the music, by your cultural presence. I mean, you cannot deny he was a cultural icon of his time.
Absolutely, he was of his time. It is now 39 years after his death.
But why diminish something that was revered and loved in its time simply because of the passage of time? You look at it from the window of today and you don't get it. You have to look and understand what he was at the time he came onto the scene.
All right, 888-630-9625. By the way, Elvis Presley, the second wealthiest dead person in the world, or in the other world. 888-630-WMAL.
Some of us think he's still around.
Sam, that's true. I should
I forgot to point that out. When I say he's the second richest dead person, I, of course, use the air quotes. Yeah. Sam in Woodbridge, we'll start with you, Sam. Is Elvis overrated or not? I say yes.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't let you get away with talking about a Mississippi boy like that. Shame, shame, Larry's your name. First of all, he had a voice like buttery syrup.
Yep.
You could pour it over pancakes and eat it straight up. That's how good his voice was.
My.
He brought a screaming girl standing on the side of the stage.
Well, now let me be fair. Bing Crosby brought that before Elvis Presley. Bing Crosby was the first. Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra before him brought us the screaming girls on the side of the stage.
Oh, please, but not to the extent that Elvis did. He opened black music to everyone of the day, and it continued from there. I mean, that's why we have teenagers listen to rap music now, regardless of skin color culture, because of Elvis.
All
and
right.
Finally,
yes.
Finally, his stage presence, the twisting, the gyrating, was so cutting edge of the day that kind of opened it up for all the other performers. I stand back and listen to you now, Larry and Brian.
Right, Sam, we will let your praise of the King of Rock and Roll just marinate with everyone for a moment while we continue our debate. But you made a very impassioned argument on behalf of Elvis the Pelvis. What about you? Is Elvis overrated? I think so. Brian thinks that I am blaspheming American culture. 888-630-WMAL at 6:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First out of the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid carpet cleaning traffic zone.
All right, 395 commuters, you're in delays now to get across the 14th Street Bridge. Up ahead, the crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT crews tell me still two lanes are blocked at the scene of the crash. So again, 395 heavy to get into town onto the freeway past the crash. Let's get you over the Wilson Bridge. Not a worry, not a delay. Looks good. Top side of the Beltway, just as you pass New Hampshire Avenue around toward George Avenue, but sluggish. 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, good. 270, the normal backups here. As you come out of Frederick, looks like the first set of delays right as you approach Route 80 Urbana to get you past Hyattstown, so it's dealing with there. Let's go Virginia. Bailey's Crossroads cruiser with the crash on Route 7 at Carlin Springs Road. Watch for their direction. Had three cars involved in that, so a little bit extra time for that cleanup there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy early and then scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, high of 94. These thunderstorms today, they could bring very heavy rain and gusty winds. So let's keep our heads about us, shall we? Tonight, those scattered thunderstorms continue through the evening and then widespread overnight, low of 75 overnight. And then tomorrow, pretty cloudy and a stray shower thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow's high is 90. Right now, it's 82 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 617.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, here's the other thing about Elvis. The whole Vegas thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Elvis sort of represents, because of his Vegas years, he represents this concept, this touchstone for what is considered schlocky entertainment, you know? I mean, I understand he had a lot of facets to his career, but there was a big part of it that is hardly, you know, influential and admirable today.
Yeah, but then you had this.
Love me tender.
I mean, man.
Love me sweet.
See, there were many facets to this diamond.
Wasn't he singing this about an underage girl that he ended up marrying?
You know, I don't know what he was singing about, but he sang it well. I'll tell you that for sure. I acknowledge that he became almost a caricature of himself in the later years, and the Vegas Elvis and the flashy, not the Elvis that I really love. But, I mean, musically, there is an awful lot of Elvis on my iPod.
Yeah.
And again, it's not of my generation. It's the generation that preceded me. But I really appreciate. And I think that, you know, when I hear young people say, well, I don't like your old music. Well, you know what? My old music is what laid the foundation for the stuff that you listen to. And every generation that goes back, that's the case. The previous generation lays the foundation for the music that follows. And Elvis was transformational in his changing of pop music.
And the chord progressions the Beatles used were chord progressions that Bach and Handel used, but we don't celebrate their death day.
Yeah, well, some people do. Yeah.
Kathy in Maryland, you're on WMAL. Is Elvis overrated?
Well, I agree that up to 5 years ago, I thought he was, but then I listened to an old NPR interview with his songwriters that changed my whole opinion about Elvis. And then the second thing I did is I read the song notes from one of his greatest hits albums. And it let me see that he was so musically talented. He could sing anything. That's what the songwriter said. Mm. He could sing anything. And he worked so hard at refining and perfecting his voice. I think much more than, you know, other people I like Johnny Cash or other people. But it gave me such an appreciation for Elvis that now I think he's one of the best voices out there, even though I still don't like all his songs.
Yeah. But you respect the voice itself.
Yes, yeah, and his musical, like they said that every song he did, he was right there on every piece, every instrument, add this, take that out, like even the little drum taps the guitar taps that you hear in one of the songs. You know, he was just an expert. And if you listen to his gospel album, that's just the icing on the cake.
All right, Kathy. Listen, and also listen, his spiritual life, his love of God and his open praise of God, the fact that he joined the military back in the 50s and was willing to join up and all that stuff, that's all great stuff, too. And I have no doubt that he was a great American. And listen, he liked Richard Nixon. Jim in Gainesville, you're on WMAO. What do you say, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Larry, I'd hate to have your email inbox after this.
Yeah, I know. I knew it was going to happen. It's all right. But and by the way, Jim, I have very close members of my family who, I mean, we get into knockdown dragouts over this at family reunions. They are so nuts for Elvis, so I get it.
And like Brian, I'm a Beatles generation guy. My parents loved Elvis, but I think he is overrated, but I just think he was such a groundbreaker, and for the music industry, he was the right person in the right place at the right time. I mean, all the media forms were sort of exploding on the scene, TV, radio, records, and, you know, he was just the right person at the right time, and was, you know, a good musician, good performer.
Now, hold on, good musician, Jim. Now, see, that there, right?
Well, he played a pretty good guitar. He played a pretty guitar. He played a little piano.
Yeah.
But that was not his gift. His gift was his voice.
Thank you. And his style of performance. I would concede that. He had a fine voice. Was it the best voice?
Oh, no, it was a great voice. Mike in New Windsor, you're up next with Brian and Larry.
Hey, two things. I don't think you can judge Larry by this because he likes show tunes, so you can't really compare.
Well, and there you go. Okay. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen.
But the other thing is, you know, I went to Memphis one time for the blues scene. And when you're there, you know, you can't not go to...
Oh, yeah. I've made the trip down there to Graceland, for sure.
Yeah. And when you go to Graceland, you can tell he was a freak.
Thank you. I don't think pointing at Graceland is any indication of what a genius the man was. You walk through that place and it's like, ew, really? Well, he's this side of Liberace.
I'm wondering, when we come back, can I tell my backstage story about watching Elvis after a concert?
Sure. Is sweat involved?
Well, there was some sweat, but I mean, I actually was a young reporter and I covered an Elvis concert and I was backstage when he left, and I have a story.
We've got that next, plus the Beatles sang show tunes in their early days, so to heck with all of you. It's 6:22.
Singer, songwriter, and rock and roll Hall of Famer David Crosby is coming to the Birchmere.
Almost cut my hair.
Don't miss David Crosby, August 23rd. Buy your tickets today at Birchmere.com.
Ever heard Elvis Presley's stirring rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone? You know that? You'll never... Show tune. Carousel, Rodgers and Hammerstein. You know what? I want to tell you about Renter's Warehouse is what I want to do, because they are the professional landlords of rent-a-state. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Renting your home is the great option here for so many people in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because you know there's high demand. I mean, rental prices are through the roof. Rents are through the roof right now. Trust me, I know this to be a fact. So by renting, you become the person who takes all that through-the-roof rent income. Your home becomes a cash register. The problem is there are some headaches involved with managing a property. For those of you who are already landlords, you know that, don't you? Well, listen to what Renter's Warehouse is going to do for you. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar. On average, it just takes 17 days to do that. They're going to handle all the pesky paperwork that you hate doing or you don't want to get into. They're going to handle rent collection. They're going to handle 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, and all for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call them now. Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, August 23rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
It's 6:25 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, the big story on the roads right now is really 395 trying to push into the district. We have a crash, Southeast Southwest Freeway, right near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had several cars involved and have at least two lanes blocked, according to DDOT. So I'm looking at delays back near the Pentagon. Also, because the 14th Street Bridge is at a crawl, this puts the pressure on the George Washington Parkway commuters just to merge to get onto that inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, the big story on Metro Rail is the extension of SAFE's track surge number 7. That's extended through the weekend. And currently, the Red Line single tracking continuously between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, and then the complete closure this weekend of that Red Line between Shady Grove and Grosvenor. But right now, in addition to that, just hearing from Metro Rail that on the Red Line, they're dealing with a track problem outside of Friendship Heights. So they are now single tracking the Red Line also between Friendship Heights and Van Ness. Extra time needed. Update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weak cold front on the move. It'll bring scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and maybe through the overnight hours. Tonight could be some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, clouds to start with some patchy fog around. 94 later, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 degrees in the nation's capital, 627.
And you live.
There's a reason why that's not one of his number one songs.
Are you kidding? I'm finally starting to figure it out. Elvis Presley, the king of show tunes.
Yeah.
Not his best thing,
but
he's overrated.
No,
Presley is overrated.
You know, I got to tell you the story about, I was a young reporter. I was just about 19 or 20 years old, just gotten my press credential. I was working in my hometown of Odessa, Texas for a radio station. And Elvis announced he was coming to Odessa, Texas.
Wow.
And so we stayed up all, me and my friends, we stayed up all night to get tickets when they first sold them at midnight. And there were, and then they sold out the first show before we got to the window, but there was a second show, and so I got tickets to the second show. But I came to the first show as a reporter, and I was backstage in between shows when Elvis, quote, left the building, comes out, the limo is there, he stops for a moment and looks, and two astonishingly beautiful women join him, one on one side, one on the other, and they get into the limo and drive off. And that's what it was to be Elvis Presley.
It's good to be the king. It's 6:28 on WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is the prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
Meet George Jetson. Actually, it's Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air, who thinks the future ain't what it used to be.
Well, don't you feel a little cheated? I mean, it's the 21st century. Where's my jetpack? Well, fortunately, the heating and air conditioning business puts Snell at the forefront of technology.
Okay, Dave, so where's my talking thermostat?
Trust me, those things are so 5 years ago. These days, we've got really high-tech thermostats and comfort systems. You control them via Wi-Fi or smart devices, you know, while you're on vacation or before you head home from the office.
Ooh, shiny. What else?
Indoor air quality products are huge. Electrostatic air cleaners, ultraviolet air disinfection devices, high-tech humidifiers. Snell has it all. Zoom around our website at snellheatingandair.com for all the details. Or ask the next time one of my stand-up guys lands in your neighborhood.
And remember, when you think futuristic heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Coming up on WMAL, D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier has resigned, moving on to a job in the NFL. We'll discuss her legacy and also the legacy of another influential person who passed away yesterday, John McLaughlin. All that coming up next. Bye-bye.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Another major shakeup in the Donald Trump campaign.
Donald Trump shaking up his campaign leadership team again for the second time in 2 months.
People want to criticize Donald Trump.
Senior advisor Kelly Conway confirming that she has been promoted to campaign manager. And the executive chairman of Breitbart News, Steve Bannon, is now the campaign's chief executive. The campaign's embattled chairman, Paul Manafort, will stay on despite his relationship with Trump going sour in recent weeks. This is the second major shakeup for Trump's team. Back in June, he fired Corey Lewandowski weeks before the Republican convention.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Russian warplanes have once again taken off from Iran. Iran for another day of airstrikes against ISIS in Syria.
The use of an Iranian base is significant militarily because it brings these Russian bombers much closer to the target zone. It means they don't need to carry as much fuel as from southern Russia. They can carry more bombs, and so it could enable a significant intensification of the bombing campaign.
Correspondent Matthew Chance, the Speaker of Iran's parliament, says Russia does not have a permanent military base in Iran. Montgomery County authorities have recovered another body from the rubble of that burned-out apartment building in Silver Spring. That makes 7 victims in all whose bodies have been recovered. Now 31 other people were hurt. The new interim mayor of Fairfax will be sworn in later this morning. Last night, the city council named former councilman Stephen Stombrace to take the interim position until February 7th special election. Former mayor Scott Silverthorne resigned after his arrest on drugs for sex charges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,552, the Nasdaq at 5227. Sports, the Nats lose as the Rockies bullpen holds Washington scoreless over 6 innings. The Orioles fall to the Red Sox in Rio. Team USA picks up several more medals, bringing the total so far to 84, including 28 gold. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. You get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings in retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months, huh? You thought about what he's going to do? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. There's a free book, The Great Withdrawal, and in it you will discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. Call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646 to get your free copy. Time is running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. I want you to call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Get and read The Great Withdrawal today. Free, free, free by calling 1-800-289-2646 or visit greatwithdrawal.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into town, delays continue to grow out of Virginia. The crash on the southeast-southwest freeway eastbound before we get to the 3rd Street Tunnel had several cars involved in this. So I'm looking at delays now out of Shirlington. So again, if you're coming out of Landmark and heading toward the district, watch up ahead. You'll hit the brakes right again near the Shirlington area. Two lanes are still blocked with the crash on the freeway. Now that's eastbound. Westbound, as you come across the 11th Street Bridge, starting to form volume. Looks like we now have a stalled car, DDOT tells me, in the right lane near the 3rd Street Tunnel, so definitely our problem spot. Top side of the Beltway, not doing so bad here. Maryland, just a bit sluggish, 95 to George Avenue. Wilson Bridge backups just before you get to 210. Annandale, Tysons, quiet, 66. A little bit of volume through Manassas and Centerville. Same story with 95, with just a bit of volume through Stafford and again into Woodbridge. Again, a reminder, that safe search track, number 7, ongoing. But the red line currently single tracking due to an arcing situation outside of Friendship Heights Station. Single tracking red line between Friendship Heights in Van Ness. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up this afternoon. Surface map showing a front off to the west of us, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog this afternoon. Mid-90s, scattered showers, thunderstorms developing with heavy rain and gusty winds. Good chance we'll have thunderstorms even overnight tonight, 75. Chance of leftover showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with high near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 79 in Dumfries, 76 in Waldorf, 79 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. We got plenty to talk about this morning, and we've got guests to help us do it at 7:15. Steve Kassenbaum in Rio to give us the latest on the Olympics. That's always a fun treat. 7:35 brings us KT McFarland about Russia and Iran teaming up. What could go wrong there? Thanks, Obama. 8:05 brings us Susan Freechio, Washington Examiner, on the latest campaign moves that you just heard about from Bill Thompson in the news. 8:15 brings us D.C. Councilmember Kenya McDuffie on Chief Lanier stepping down. And then at 8:35, Gerard Robinson, former Secretary of Education in Virginia and Florida. So much to talk about. Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, yesterday came sort of a surprise announcement. It had to do with Police Chief Kathy Lanier of the District of Columbia, who let it be known that she will be leaving next month, and she's going to the NFL to be the Chief of Security over there. She will carry the title of Vice President at the NFL and will be responsible for security at all of the games and be a consultant to different clubs around the league as they, you know, deal with security issues. I think it's a pretty good fit, by the way, because that's what she does as Police Chief. perspective. I mean, you know, this is the most important city in the nation. A lot of big events, a lot of high security events, and she has a great deal of experience with that. It seems to be a good fit. She talked yesterday about how these jobs are very similar.
I think the parallel is not much different in going to the NFL. There are, you know, multiple teams and multiple owners and stadiums, and there's a lot to go along with making sure that America's favorite sport is America's safest sport for all those fans and visitors.
And she says she thinks there's a lot of talent at the D.C. Police Department that could move into the role of chief.
I like to think that there is a ton of talent in MPD, and we couldn't always say that.
Yeah, and in years past, she says that was not always the case. All right, so Kathy Lanier is leaving, and, you know, I think look, she has a, if you look at the polls, and people have done polls, you know, about Kathy Lanier, she has a lot of support in the community. There's no doubt about that. I have, the only issue I ever had with Kathy Lanier was that I thought that sometimes she was too political. And let me give you a perfect example of that. You know, it is politically popular in this town to be against guns, for example, even among lawful, abiding gun owners. And on one hand, she was very much towing the line about that because it was politically expedient for her to do that. Then on the other hand, though, she says stuff like this.
If you're in a position to try and take the gunman down, to take the gunman out, it's the best option for saving lives before police can get there.
Yeah. I mean, she acknowledges that police can't always get there, and there are going to be times where, you know, it's you and the guy, the bad guy, and you should do what you can do to take it down, except she doesn't have never had a position that would allow people in the District of Columbia to actually do that, because I mean, the gun laws are so onerously burdensome in the District of Columbia. So, you know, from one standpoint, she, as a police officer, she knows that's the right advice, but as a person who has to wade the political waters in the District of Columbia, she had to say, for the record, that she was very much for these very stringent gun laws in the district. So I have a problem with the fact that she's been a little too political, even sometimes when it came to the detriment of the people who live in the District of Columbia. But that said, that same savvy ability to negotiate political waters, I think, will serve her well at the NFL.
Perhaps, and it's a prime gig, and if I had the choice between being police chief of D.C. and heading security for the NFL, I would take the one that gets me into luxury boxes every Sunday. I'd make no mistake. So, good for her, I suppose. I gotta say, being only in the District of Columbia for 4 years now, I was always dumbfounded by the level of respect it appeared Kathy Lanier got from politicians and from media people. I mean, the people in the media seem to have a kid-glove approach with Kathy Lanier. I don't see Washington, D.C. as necessarily a success story when it comes to law and order and crime and punishment. And you rightly mention her position on the gun control laws in Washington, D.C. And I think that's a deal breaker, frankly. I mean, you say that she just had to maneuver the political tides here. Well, she didn't have to maneuver it the way that she did. She put herself in the position of being the single arbitrator as to who could carry a gun in Washington, D.C. and who couldn't. That is a level of megalomania that I don't think any public official should assign to herself, yet she seemed comfortable doing so. Also, let's point out that last year the murder rate was its highest since 2008 when she became police chief. I don't want a police chief to be a political person. I understand that there's politics involved in the job, but I want the police chief to be the best boss possible to the cops. And when you talk to cops, they don't have a whole lot of nice things to say about Kathy Lanier.
And that's true. The rank and file had real issues at times with Kathy Lanier, and that is also true. And
how do you judge a police chief? Whether the politicians like her or whether the cops like her?
Well, the politicians are the ones who let you have the job. So I guess, you know...
there you go.
But I got to tell you, the rank and file was irritated at her and continued to be. And quite frankly, in some quarters of D.C., the police officers who worked the front lines were celebrating.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. And after Ferguson, when we had all the original Black Lives Matter protests here in Washington, D.C., we saw protesters shut down intersections and block our traffic. We saw protesters shut down I-395 and cross that entire expressway and shut down traffic. And who got arrested? Who got arrested? Who brought law and order? No, she was a political figure
If you judge her success by politics, I suppose she was a successful police chief. I like to judge a police chief based on how they treated the cops and how they brought law and order to the city. And I think it's a mixed record at best.
Yeah. Well, Kathy Lanier, she's got a few more days and she'll move on. We're going to be talking to D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie about her legacy and what happens next coming up at 8:15. It is now 6:43.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more, all in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
It's 6:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Bailey's Crossroads area cleared as the crash on Route 7, Carlin Springs Road. And I'm not seeing much of any backups there, so go ahead. You can use that, not costing you too much extra time. Lots of time needed, though, for 395 jammed out of Shirlington, cross 14th Street Bridge. Crash on the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, still in process of being cleared. Westbound side of the freeway, a little bit better news. I know you're slow coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and off the northbound 295, but the stalled car that caused those backups near the 3rd Street Tunnel, at least that's been cleared. So happy to report that. Let's go to 70 South. It's just been about the volume. Same story with 95 merging onto the Beltway. Baltimore-Washington Parkway seeing areas of delays through Jessup and again in Laurel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog, too. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms, 94. Those scattered storms will continue tonight, maybe even overnight, with heavy rain and gusty winds, 75. And we'll back it off tomorrow to near 90 with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 81 degrees at 646.
Well, a sad note. Many people who follow politics in this town have come to watch over the years the McLaughlin Group on TV. It was really one of those cutting-edge shows in its day. The first time where people actually got in there and just sort of started going at one another on television to discuss the political issues of the day. John McLaughlin died yesterday at the age of 89, and he was a force in this town to be reckoned with. He was a man who was immensely respected by politicians, and a man who led a lively discussion of the issues of our day. I will also tell you that I know a lot of people who will tell you he's a difficult man to work with at times. I know a whole lot of people, bless his heart, who worked for John McLaughlin for exactly one day. He was a very difficult man to work with, but he brought something new and different to television. The things that you see now as a regular basis on cable TV have its original Originations in the McLaughlin Group in that show. There's that note. It was
from Washington, the McLaughlin Group, the American original. For over two decades, the sharpest minds, best sources, hardest talk.
That was must-see TV every week. And, of course, names that became well-known to the American people because of the show, people like Eleanor Cliff, Pat Buchanan, Clarence Page.
problem.
On a doomsday scale of 0 to 10. 0 meaning zero doom. 10 meaning absolute metaphysical doom. A total wipeout, annihilation. Nothing remaining. How much doom does Hillary face in the November election?
It's a pejorative term.
Even Democrats don't use it. They use progressive.
Here it goes.
I love that. 10 meaning metaphysical certitude. It's awesome.
And they were actually, you know, they were parodied on Saturday Night Live. Ellen all, gee, we think of swell and all. I always love that line. So, I mean, the McLaughlin Group really was much watched TV. And it drove the discussion in Washington and was the predecessor to a lot of what we see on TV today.
Incredibly influential. As a news junkie and politics junkie as a young man, I loved it. I remember when the internet was first sort of booming, before there was video on the internet, frankly, I remember downloading the transcripts of his shows when I missed it.
Wow.
So I could read them. They were so fun to read. And I loved it. And actually, in terms of his influence on my job now, you just saw it there. The way he would inject his opinion and inject an idea into a question was so flawless, so that he didn't have to give a monologue about what his beliefs were. When he was interviewing someone or asking someone a question, you knew where he stood based on the way he asked the question. That is a brilliant way of being an opinion-oriented journalist, which I think is what we do here in talk radio.
Right, right. He missed his show this weekend because he was, quote-unquote, under the weather, and that was the first time in 34 years that he failed to make the show and host his own show. So, listen, 89 years old, a good run for John McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group, and we can all say an official
bye-bye.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-9203 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-9203 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal, coming to the D.C. area. Call 800-597-9203. That's 800-597-9203 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Heat up your summer this August and win a custom classic car only at Live Casino. Earn entries now through August 27th for a chance to win your dream classic car, including a 65 Ford Mustang GT, a 67 Pontiac GTO, a 67 Camaro Supersport, a 71 Corvette Stingray, and more from Fleming's Ultimate Garage. Drawings every Saturday in August. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MBGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
It's 6:53. Time to check in to see what your money's going to do today in Wall Street and on Main Street and in your kitchen table. Chuck Kamlick is here to clean up all of those financial cliches I just threw out.
As best I can. Stocks won't be doing a lot, though, until this afternoon when the Federal Reserve releases the minutes from its last July meeting when it left interest rates unchanged. Investors will look for clues as to when the Fed might raise interest rates. Tough morning for retailers. Target sales and profits fell last quarter because of what it called the challenging retail environment. Lowe's sales rose only half as much as hoped because of competition from Home Depot. Spanish language broadcaster Univision is buying Gawker Media for $135 million. Gawker went bankrupt after losing a huge privacy case to wrestler Hulk Hogan. Cisco Systems said to be cutting 14,000 jobs as it moves from making internet equipment to software. Barnes & Noble has fired its CEO after just a year on the job, saying he was not a good fit for the company. And an industry group says air travel will rise 4% for Labor Day. 15.6 million Americans are expected to fly somewhere because tickets are cheap and there are more seats on planes. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing your car. Okay, so how does a car dealership, even one as brilliant and as experienced as Ted Britt Automotive, give you confidence? Well, when you're sitting there making your deal and all the paperwork is shuffling around and you're really excited about that brand new baby you're going to drive off the lot, in the back of your mind, aren't you feeling a little wheezy, queasy, a little unsure about what kind of experience you're going to have with that vehicle, whether it's going to be a big hassle, whether it's going to cost you more money to have to deal with any problems that you might have? Well, not with Ted Britt. See, this is where the confidence comes in. They've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles. That's amazing. With less than 100,000 miles. So there's your confidence. Also, you're going to be thrilled with the deals you get. They've got over 1,200 vehicles in stock. That means you get great prices on the wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models they carry in all nine of their great locations. Check them out. Get a service scheduled with them so you can see how wonderful they are. Visit them also. Oh, excuse me. Nine great locations. What the heck am I saying? Seven great locations. Also, check them out online, TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of viewership excellence.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, still talking about the crash that's giving us big delays back near Landmark now. Jammed is northbound 395 across the 14th Street Bridge to the Southeast Southwest Freeway. They're still doing the accident cleanup near the 3rd Street Tunnel, but had several cars involved, so that's why they had to wait for additional tow trucks there. On the George Washington Parkway, you're jammed to try to merge onto that inbound 14th Street Bridge. Let's go into the Chantilly area. Crash just happened. Responders still on their way on Route 50 eastbound, right as you come up to 28 Sully Road. 66 about the volume, 270 about the volume. And for Metro Rail, Red Line, they're no longer single tracking outside of Friendship Heights where they had the earlier track problem. That part has been resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We call front on the move. It'll bring scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and maybe through the overnight hours. Tonight could be some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, clouds to start with some patchy fog around. 94 later, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thank you, Raymond. Right now, we're looking at 81 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:57 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great to talk to you.
Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
Marcus Lemonis is the Prophet. Season premiere August 23rd, CNBC.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The Clintons have released their 2015 tax returns. $23 million they made. Last I checked, that's the tax bracket of the people they campaign against. I think the tax returns people would most like to see are the ones when Hillary was the United States Senator and Secretary of State. Those are the years that would give a bit of a glimpse into the growing evidence of conflict of interest with Hillary's official positions, her husband, and the Clinton Foundation. The uranium mine scheme was one example. Since 2013, the Russian state controls 20% of America's uranium production capacity. In a complicated deal, the Russians bought the Canadian company that controlled U.S. uranium interests. Both Canadian and Russian interests in the deal gave millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Giving control of any United States uranium production to the Russian government needed U.S. government approval. Any guess who the Secretary of State was at the time? Goes to show you, there are tax returns, and then there are tax returns. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we'll go and talk to KT McFarland, the national security analyst, and get her sense of what she thought about Donald Trump's big speech on national security.
Plus, Donald Trump also gave a big speech on crime in the inner cities and how the Democratic Party has failed the African-American community. He also had a huge campaign shakeup.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved. It's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.